Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Winder, and thanks for tuning in to another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. And as always, I have a question for you. What makes some moments truly special? Why do people love the outdoors and being in nature? When a baby is born or when death occurs, what is it about these moments that causes us to regain our perspective in life? In today's podcast and post, we will endeavor to gaze beyond the surface level and see beyond everything as we look into these existential moments and discover that these are ground zero for the most amazing event horizon of our lives. Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming back to yet another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. I am your host. My name is Kevin Winder. Welcome to the program. So glad to have you with me. Thank you for tuning in today and previously and for all these years. Folks, today we are at the beginning of a brand new series, and this series is called Half Picture. My son named it because he said if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then your series is worth half a picture. Why? Because these are going to be 500 words or less. That's right. I'm going to take a reprieve, a little bit of a break from my long form content and do my best to say more and speak less. So what I've done is I've created new content that will be dense. It will have more content in it. So we're going to work through it a little slower, more contemplatively. And I'm also doing a new format. So you'll notice that this will include a video. So I'm going to endeavor to jump back into video like I was years ago and use these short form formats to create video content that is more accessible to a wider audience. This is feedback that comes directly from you. And so I want to say thank you for that. And I hope that that you enjoy this. So give me your feedback. Let me know what you think. And now what I need from you is to kind of just be present. This is going to take some consideration. If you're just listening to this on the podcast, then this post will be something that you might listen to twice, perhaps. I don't know. But you have to be engaged. If you miss a couple sentences, you may miss something significant because the economy of words means that there's content density in here. And I think you might enjoy it, at least I hope. So without any further ado, let's begin. This is podcast number 342 of the Half Picture series, and I call it Start. We all go through life oblivious. Our illusion is that we believe ourselves to be awake. We're not. Most of life is unlived. It's on autopilot, where we skim over the depths of reality as we are dragged along by our creaturely appetites. And throughout this repetitive, self-obsessed stupor, there are punctuated moments of awareness which jolt us out of our dream state. Could be a death, a sunset, stillness. Maybe it's being out in nature. You see, the right words of the perfect notes, which are serendipitously bypassing our fingers, which are plugging our ears. That song can waken us, can't it? These moments of sobriety are not coincidence. These are the start. Each moment is liminal space, which is not to be dismissed. Each one of these is an invitation. These moments are portals which open up boundless horizons of beauty, clarity, authenticity, and truth. I would show you if I could. I'd describe it if I could, but words are really a pathetic gesture to say what is truly unsayable. This can't really be figured out. It's not a formula. This is a graced experience which is illumined by our rational mind, but the mind cannot possess it. And to call this just an emotional experience is an underappraisal, bordering on insulting. I mean, really, what removes us from ourselves more than emotion? See, I'm grasping here. My appeal is to all who hear this. It's kind of a desperate appeal. In one breath, I'm pointing to that which is unknowable, while everyone who exists can perceive, even in a small way, that this experience is where we all start. Bigness pokes through to us in these little illumined flickers which are camouflaged in a very hurried life. We all hold our loved ones. The rays of the sun strike our face as we pause. We want it to last. We want to see it fully and continuously. We want to possess it, to own it, to capture this. Alas, we cannot. When we start, we ask questions to those who might know something. Do you know? Do they? How can I go deeper? How can I possess more? Institutions, religions, and systems offer frameworks, anecdotes, metaphors. They have gurus. But these are only the styrofoam containers of the sustenance which so easily escapes our clutch. Be careful. Those who are certain can consume our lives and make us certain too. And if I've learned anything, it's that I know so little. We're closest to the start when we're far away. Your start will be just that. It will be yours. The start isn't a place. It's not a thing. It's not knowledge or a feeling. The start points to experiential truth. This means that your experience is not mine, though it can be like mine. Start with your question. Start with your curiosity. Start from your struggle, your dream, your illusion. Start by stopping. Stop and be with the next moment, this one. And then let something other create a thirst for something more. Find the next moment. Wait for the grace imbued in the present, the presence. Start in silence. Return to stillness. Say nothing. Think nothing. Do nothing. Just be here, now. Be still and know that I am God.